quarterback Kevin Hogan has been brought up from the practice squad, and so too has defensive lineman Gabe Wright. To make room for Hogan and Wright, quarterback Charlie Whitehurst, who filled in admirably Sunday when Cody Kessler went down with an injury against the Patriots, has been released. With Hogan back on the roster, that gives the Browns three potential quarterbacks that can be used Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. The former Stanford quarterback spent training camp and the preseason with the Kansas City Chiefs, who selected him in the fifth round of this past year's NFL draft. Wright, meanwhile, has been on the active roster before and had made an impact in both Week 3 and Week 4. His pressure helped to create Breann "Body" Calhoun's pick six against the Dolphins, and in Week 4 against the Redskins, he made back-to-back big plays on attempted screen passes. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates as the Browns prepare for the Tennessee Titans.
Well, Cody obviously will be day-to-day. You know, as I said yesterday, there's nothing broken, so there's a good chance that he will have an opportunity to be out there this week, so we'll work through that. Josh McCown will have an opportunity to practice this week, and we'll know more about exactly where he is as we go through the week, but he definitely will have a chance to go out there and practice. So I think that's encouraging. Charlie will kind of see where he is with the knee, and I'm sure that'll be day-to-day as well. So I think we'll have three guys standing out there, so we'll be able to pick somebody out of the group. But we'll keep working at it from there. I think, obviously, there's a couple other injury things that we need to make sure we get through. Obviously, Cam Irving will have an opportunity to practice this week, and we'll see exactly where he is. So I think, as I said before, at some point in time, we're going to start to get some of these guys back. I know the quarterbacks are the biggest issue, but, you know, hopefully we'll get these guys out there and we'll see where they are as we go through this week.
Before Cody got hurt, you guys put that nice drive together. Mm-hmm. What did you like most about what he was able to accomplish on that drive?
Well, I thought he made some good plays outside the pocket. Everything wasn't just, you know, bang, bang, where you drop back and throw the ball to the open guy. He had to ad-lib to some plays and made some plays that way. It was two of them to be exact. One play, honestly, we were trying to throw the ball to Spencer Durango down the left side, and out he comes. You guys didn't know that, did you? So he came out, go watch it. Spencer's running down the left side, and he comes over to the right and finds Hawk for a completion down the right side of the field. And then the second one, you know, he made a maneuver and pushed the ball and ended up getting it to Crow, you know, which I thought was a huge play. So he did some good things and made some good decisions with the ball, and that's kind of the way we play, you know, very efficient, understanding where the ball goes, mixed with runs, mixed with things we do, and normally it leads to good things, which it did to a touchdown pass to Hawk.
Find yourself giving him more leeway or a little bit more, rope each week?
Well, I don't know if it's more lead way. I mean, it's just our offense opens up a little bit more. You know, the more he grows, the better he gets. So I don't know if lead way is the right word. More so, if, you know, there's more things we can ask of him to do.
When you say that Cody Kessler has a good chance to be out there this week, are you talking about in practice or in the Titans game?
I'm talking about the game. Hopefully the game, yeah. You know, if he's going to practice, I would hope that he's got a good chance to be in the game too.
Towns able to play, will he go back?
Haven't made that decision because he hadn't practiced, so I don't think we need to go there just yet.
You, with Cody, is it a matter of how much pain he can tolerate as far as whether or not he can practice or play?
Well, I think, I mean, I didn't say he will be out at practice and probably will have a chance to practice, but again, we won't know that until Wednesday, but I know he will be there at practice. I'm sure it's a pain tolerance issue. But again, every day is going to change. You know, it's today, it's tomorrow, and practice is Wednesday. So we'll see where he is then.
You talked yesterday about the run game.
Mm-hmm.
When you went back to watch it on film, was it as simple as the Patriots devoted so many men
no.
stopping it?
No. We can play better. We can play better.
Watching
we can just overall, we can play better.
Yesterday that Kessler got
absolutely
on.
Not going to change.
Okay, what was the problem with it? That you guys were so backed up, or what
yeah,
was
just probably just a bad call in that situation. Mm-hmm.
In terms of assignment breakdowns, was Duke as he needed to be? Did Cody
nah.
take the drop that he needed to be?
On Coach Jackson. Moving on. Here we go.
Patriots kind of lay out the blueprint for how to shut down the run.
No. Mm-mm. it's not a concern. I mean, I'm sure you guys have all seen games where things just don't go well sometimes. You don't play as good. And it's unfortunate it happened yesterday against a good quality opponent. You know, we wish that that part of our team played extremely well. It's the run game. You know, we were one of the better running teams in football, and they shut it down. So I don't know if it's a blueprint. You know, I'm sure people will attempt to do those same things, but I didn't think that our run game was more shut down. As they did a good job, don't get me wrong. I think they did some things defensively that maybe that we didn't adjust to as well. But I think we could have played better. You know, I believe that all around. I think our guys know that there's more in there for us. You know, instead of I couldn't even look at the stats. Couldn't look at it. So I don't know what the number was. But whatever it was, it should have been better than what it was. So that's what I would say.